Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. All right, Bride, Mega Revival, Making America Godly Again, is hosting a 2017 National Christian March on September 9th. That's right, it is time, Bride, for us to stand up and declare that this is a Christian nation. We are taking our country back from the enemy. We are marching across this land, blowing the shofars, sounding the alarm that the clarion call has been released from heaven, and the bride is coming out. Come on, bride, put your boots on. Let's go. Find out more at www.megarevival.com. Come on, bride, it's time to march for Jesus. Let's prepare for war. Good morning, bride. Good morning, America. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight. I'm coming to you from the great state of Alabama. Yay! I'm coming to you from Birmingham, Alabama. Listen, Bride, today we are focusing on the awesome state of Wyoming. We have been praying, plowing the fields during this 50 days ablaze. Can you believe today is the last day for the state? We are focusing on the awesome state of Wyoming. Listen, church, you can listen to all of our prayers at WATBRadio.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at WATBRadio. We're also on MegaRevival.com. That is Making America Godly Again, Revival.com. You can find out all the interviews that I did across the road or on there, and a lot of information about the up-and-coming march. We are calling for the Gideon's Army of 300, the mighty warriors and the bride, to come out and march and declare this is a Christian nation. We're taking our country back. We will not relent. We're not giving in this time. You have taken our nation too far, devil. We are coming up marching and taking our place in the name of Jesus. All right, bride. This morning, it looks like I'm the only one on the broadcast. That's all right, as long as you are in agreement with me where there's two or more. So let's blow the shofar and we'll get started for the state of Wyoming.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Ms. Bonnie Bryant. Yay! Ms. Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon.
Hold on, Bride. I forgot to give you the facts about Wyoming. Here we go.
Okay, Bride. Wyoming is a western U.S. state defined by vast plains in the Rocky Mountains. Its famed Yellowstone National Park, a nearly 3,500 square mile wilderness recreation area, is home to hundreds of animal species, dramatic canyons, and alpine rivers. The park's gushing geysers include the iconic Old Faithful, To the south is Grand Teton National Park, known for backcountry skiing areas, trails, and Snake River. The capital is Cheyenne. The population is only 585,501. Wyoming's license plates features a man on a bucking bronco. Wyoming was the first state to give women the right to vote. Yellowstone is the first official national park in 1872. Devil's Tower was designated as the first national monument in 1906. The city of Gillette has the largest high school in the state, Campbell County High School. The first coal mine in Wyoming was in Carbon in 1867. The largest coal mine in the USA is Black Thunder, located near Wright. Wyoming leads the country in coal production in 1994 with 3 million tons per week. The JCPenney stores were started in Kemmerer. The first dude ranch in Wyoming was the Eaton Ranch near Wolf. The Eatons also came up with the term dude. Wyoming has the lowest population of all 50 states. Can you believe that's smaller than Rhode Island? Cody, Wyoming is named after William Buffalo Bill Cody. The majority of Yellowstone Park lies within the boundaries of Wyoming. The Red Desert in south central Wyoming drains neither to the east nor the west. The Continental Divide splits and goes around the desert on all sides, leaving the basin without normal drainage. The Wind River actually changes its name in the middle of the stream, beginning the Bighorn River at a site at the north end of the Wind River Canyon, where each year the Native Americans hold a ceremony depicting the wedding of the waters. All right, Bride, there are the facts of Wyoming. Can you believe it is such a big state and has such little amount of people in it? Let me tell you something. Wyoming is beautiful. When I drove by and through Wyoming, it was amazing. All right, Bride, now it's time to blow the shofar.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Miss Bonnie Bryant. Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
Listen, today we are focusing on the state of Wyoming. Please forgive the noise. I am outside on a construction site. You know, during these 50 days, I have traveled all over the United States and been in very different positions whenever I did a live radio broadcast. But this is part of doing media, is being in all the precarious situations. So since I am the only one on the broadcast today, I am going to pray and just let the Holy Spirit lead me, and we'll see what God does. Amen. Lord, we pray right now, the bride across the earth, for the state of Wyoming. Lord, we thank you that you called that state, that she is precious to you, Lord. You have a purpose and destiny for her, for all the peoples there. Lord, even though it is a small state, Lord, it is like dynamite. Small packages come in like dynamite. And Lord, we pray that over the state of Wyoming, Lord, that you would bless that state, heal the land. Lord, any transgressions that those peoples have done against you, Lord, we ask you to forgive the state of Wyoming, heal the peoples,
heal the land, Lord, recover the land. We pray, God, that you bring restoration to the land. And we pray, Lord, for healing in the people's hands and in the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray right now for your ministers. Lord, we pray for your ministers there, Lord, for the ministers and the intercessors. We pray, God, that you lead them and guide them into all the truth, Lord. Lead them and guide them, your intercessors, your ministers, Lord, into all the truth, that they speak the truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I hold up their arms right now in the spirit, Lord, asking you to be with them, lead them, and guide them, Lord, as they follow your heart for the state of Wyoming, Lord. We pray, God, we rise up all of the apostles, prophets, intercessors, ministers, music people, creative people in the name of Jesus. We call them out, come on now, to take your position in the army of the living God in the name of Jesus. We call you out to take your position in the army of the living God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have called them there for such a time as this in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that they would have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, eyes to see what it is that you want them to see in this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you and give you praise. Good morning, Miss Gloria Bell. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you all today?
Yes, doing great. I'm so happy to have you on. We can have two. All we have to have is two to have agreement. I just pray, would you mind praying for the great state of Wyoming?
Yes, Father God, we thank you, Lord Father, for giving us a chance today to bring up unto you the wonderful state of Wyoming, Father God. Father, you create as special as it is, Father God, and I am sure its people is just as special as this day, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you take over the leadership in this state, Father God, for your name to be exalted, because as the head goes, Father God, the body goes. So I pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to raise up mighty men and women of God, Father God, the people that fear you, Father God, that put you above all things, Father God, that when the decisions are made, Father God, they call upon your name, Father God, and they say, not our will, but Father, but your will, Father God. And Father, I pray that you bring them into favor with the people, Father God, so the people follow them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you give them a burden in their hearts, Father God, to follow and to seek you, the creator of heaven and earth, Father God, the one that created all and the beautiful things and that we can see, that nature, Father God, that it had not been for a hand. It couldn't be done by hand, by human hand. It had to be done by you. Therefore, let him worship you, Father God. We praise you and we thank you for giving us this chance to pray in agreement, Father God, for the welfare in this day, as they exalt the name of Jesus. For the glory of God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Gloria Bell.
I'm here.
Gloria Bell.
I'm here.
Can you believe I was sitting there praying? I have my phone on mute. I'm sorry. I was praying for the Arts and Entertainment Mountain. Lord, we pray for the Arts and Entertainment Mountain, Lord. We pray that the church would allow people to be creative, Lord, that they would be able to use their giftings for the glory of the Lord, and that the church would welcome them in to be able to be creative with your glory, Lord. You're the one that puts these gifts on the inside of them, Lord. So we pray, God, that you help them to be used today in the state of Wyoming. Now, sister, will you pray over the Education Mountain?
You talking to Gloria Bell?
Yes.
Father God, in
yes,
the name
ma'am.
Of Okay, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're calling upon your name again, Father God, for the education. Father God, you know the base of the education. We already said it many times, Father God. It is the man and the woman in the home, Father God. And we're calling upon your name, Father God, for you to raise up, Father God, mighty men of God and women of God, Father God, as couples, Father God, and they raise their children, Father God. And I pray that you touch them and lead them to lead for you, Father God. I pray for those teachers in the school system, Father God, and all the leaders of the school system. Father God, I pray that you make yourself real to their eyes. Father God, open their eyes. Take the blinds off of those that don't, that have them on, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that as you do, you allow them to see who truly you are, Father God, for them to fear you as they educate your children, Father God, that they were created by you and for your purpose, Father God. So the fear of God, Father God, fall upon those teachers, Father God, and take care of those children your way, Father God. Not their ways, your way, Father God. And I pray that as they do, Father God, they start living for your glory. And, Father God, as they do that, Father God, their actions reflect who their God is, Father God, and continue to spread the gospel by their teaching, Father God. I pray for the glory of God, Father God, that you eradicate, Father God, those teachings opposed to your word. Father God, you have the power. You have the power, and we know that you can do it. So we're calling upon you, and we say, Father, you take care of that. Father God, continue to exalt your name, Father God, at all times, Father God. Raise up the mighty men and women of God, Father God, that you have chosen to lead us, to take a stand, and to show others about your word and your ways, Father God. Thank you again for what you will be doing in the education, Father God, in the education department for the state of Wyoming, for your glory. And we praise you, Father God, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry, Bob, we don't have Angelique on the line with us telling us the facts about the drugs in this state. But I'm going to go ahead and pray that God would move in that state so that the drugs will not rob people of their identity in the state of Wyoming. Lord, we just pray right now and come together in agreement, Lord, that people in the state of Wyoming will not be robbed in their identity having to do with drugs, Lord. We pray, God, for restoration of their identity, that the people will know, Lord, who they are in Christ, and they will not be held back by this. I pray, Lord, that the government will make proper laws, Lord, to be able to help the citizens of Wyoming, Lord. We just come together in agreement, Lord, for the ministers and the people that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ there in Wyoming, Lord, that they would have discernment of spirit, that they would be able to see past the veil, and they would be able to see where people need deliverance and help in that area, God. Give them the resources, the ministers there in Wyoming. Give them the resources, Lord. Give them the help that they need to combat this situation within their own state, Lord. They know what they're facing. And we're partnering with them, Lord. What they're asking you for in those ministries to combat this situation there, we partner with them, Lord. Give them the money, the finances, the building, whatever they need, Lord, to help people to see who they are in Christ, so that they can be set free. And, Lord, we pray that the drug cartels and all the people that are pushing this, that they will be exposed in Jesus' name. That they will be, that the enemy will be exposed in Wyoming in Jesus' name. Now, sister, would you mind praying for the government there, for the governmental leaders in the state of Wyoming?
Of course, Father God. We thank you again, Father God, for allowing the government on this, in the state of Wyoming, Father God, because I know that there are men and women of God in there, Father God, and I know that you can let your will be done and seen in the life of these people. And I pray, Father God, that you use this government members that loves you, Father God, that live for you, Father God, to spread the gospel right in there among their midst, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to stand bold in you. I pray that, Father God, when they, that there will be no ashamed to pray before their meals, to bring you up in their conversations, Father God, to speak about your words and your ways and how you've done and how you created walls when and windows when there was no doors and no windows, Father God. And, Father God, I pray how you open the doors for them when they pray, Father God, so the others that don't know be aware that God, that there is a God above heavens and earth in control, that when we call upon their name, Father God, upon your name, you will answer, Father God. And I pray that these leaders in the government start fearing you as they see your hand working in there, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you save them and you gloriously save them, Father God. And as they get saved, Father God, they bring it to their homes and their families get saved, Father God. And Father God, the government start walking in direction and according to what you already planned for this day of Wyoming, Father God. Father God, you are a righteous God. You are just God, Father God. And the only thing that we have is just confess our sins unto you, Father God, and you will answer. And Father God, we thank you for that opportunity, and we speak, Father God, that this day,
Lord.
Father God, this day you will go ahead and start working in their hearts, and they will starting to get saved, Father God, one by one. Hallelujah, for the glory of God, Father God, and for the will of the nation, Father God. Father, we thank
Come
you again
now.
For what you will be doing, Father God, for we pray in that mighty name, above all name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, Glory Bell, while you're on fire, girl, I want you to pray for the family. Restoration of families in Wyoming.
Oh, Father God, you know, Father God, that you created the man and the woman again. A couple, Father God, as a couple, not two men, not two women, a man and a woman, Father God, and we speak restoration over the families in this day. Father God, I pray that those that have been bounded by the chains of homosexuality, Father God, and Father God, having quote-unquote marriages on their own, Father God, you bring the light unto those, Father God, and you break them apart and show them, Father God, that you're not for destruction, but you are for restoration. Hallelujah. And Father God, their lives can be restored, Father God. They just have to confess their sins, and you will save them, Father God. So we speak salvation unto those, Father God, those people that have been confused and bounded by the chains of homosexuality, Father God, for you to restore their lives right now. Hallelujah. For the glory of God, Father God. And Father, we pray that you touch those families that are struggling, whether it's a provision, Father God, whether it's a problem in the family.
Yes.
As a couple, Father God, we speak life into those marriages, Father God. We speak,
yes,
Father God,
come
that,
on now.
The angels, Father God, you send ministry angels to each of them individually in the couple,
yes,
Father God,
Lord.
And you deal with them. Father God, just like Mary and Joseph, you spoke to Mary, and then you sent an angel to Joseph, Father God, and you fix it up, Father God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And it worked for your glory. So we speak the same miracle, Father God, in the life of the couples in the state of Wyoming, Father God. So restoration comes in and fix their marriages, Father God, for the glory of God. I pray that you save them, Father God. You, oh, Father God, you sanctify them as they start going into church and training themselves in your word, Father God, not on their own standards, Father God, but by the standards of the word of God, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for the glory of God. And I thank you ahead of time, Father God, for creating that wonderful foundation as a family, Father God, the man and the woman, Father God, together for your glory. So we speak life on those families, Father God. We speak restoration, and we speak a deeper walk in the Lord from this day and on for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now I'm going to pray for revival. Lord, I tell you, Glory Bell's got me fired up this morning. Lord, we pray for revival for Wyoming. Lord, you know how you have called her. You know the people there, Lord. We speak, declare, and decree a thing in the state of Wyoming. Lord, we pray that those would know who they are in Christ so that they can operate in the gifts and help people to be healed, delivered, and set free, God. We partner with heaven today, Lord, for revival of love to hit that state, Lord. A revival to where people will love their neighbors again, Lord, where they will love other Christians, Lord, coming together in unity in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ in Wyoming, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the churches will drop their differences, Lord, and that they will come together in unity under one banner of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the ministers, Lord, any of them that may be battling oppression, depression, Lord. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We hold up their arms right now in the spirit. We ask you, God, to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord, the host of angels to encamp about them and to fight the spiritual warfare that's taking place over their heads in the name of Jesus. Lord, and also we want to lift up all the ministers, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists, the revivalists, people that are creative, the worship leaders. Lord, whatever they're asking you for in the kingdom, God, grant it unto them. Give them buildings, Lord. Give them money, Lord. Give them favor in the government, Lord. Favor with ministries. Favor everywhere they go in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that this is the time for the kingdom to be advanced, Lord. And we call it in the kingdom of heaven to come down to earth for your will to be done in the state of Wyoming in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Sister Glorabel, whatever else you feel led to pray, I think we've about covered it all.
Yeah. Is Sister Maureen was not in this morning with some facts about Wyoming?
No, ma'am. They had a call they're doing today, a very important call.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I wanted to hear more about Wyoming because I hadn't heard too much about it. I am looking here, and I said that they have a mountain. It's called the Devil's Tower. That's kind of like,
yes,
wow.
Yes, I talked about that this morning. I talked about it at the beginning.
Did you? I didn't get it.
Broadcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when that I gave all the facts about Wyoming, yes.
Oh, I missed it. I was a little cut up in something back here. But that is just amazing.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, let's pray. Well, let me pray one more time because you know what? I was reading this morning in Matthew 25:41 that the Jesus was saying in right words. He says, "Then he will say to those who his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Some people do not believe that God is real and that hell is real. But I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord open their eyes.
Lord.
That hell was not made for us. That God created us to his likeness and to his image, and that we've been created to worship him and to give him glory at all times. That they realized that Satan was he was a good angel. And when he started coveting, when he started desiring, and when he started to become greater than his creator, that's exactly when he was kicked out. And that's when he went to hell. And we don't need to. We don't need to fall and walk into that. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you reveal to all the peoples in the state of Wyoming and all our listeners, Father God, to realize that you are real, that you prepare hell not for us, but for Satan and his angels, those that wanted to covet, those that were coveting to become greater than you, Lord, our creator. So, Father God, I pray that you open their eyes to see that, and in order for them to stay in track with you, Father God, that they call upon your name, that they confess their sins unto you, and they start living for you, Father. We thank you, Father, for opening the door for them to hear this morning that you are real, and that though heaven is real, hell is real as well. And hell had not been prepared for us, but if we don't follow your command and your ways, Father God, if we don't confess your sins and live for you, that the eternal fire will be for those, Father God. And we pray that they don't make it there, Father God, that today be the day that they decide to leave their ugly ways, their sinful ways, and call upon your name. For the glory of God, I pray, and I believe that it will happen, Father, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, now, Ms. Glorabel, let me tell you, I've interviewed many people over the years that have been to hell, where the Lord took them to hell through angels taking them to hell or Jesus taking them to hell. It is not a place to mess around with, I'm telling you. It is very, very serious. And listen, the enemy, I just want to say this, as you were talking about what you was reading this morning. This morning I was reading about love, and I want to encourage you, Bride, because the enemy wants to stop you from loving people because tries to get offense in your heart so that you are angry and it hardens your heart. And listen, I have prayed with many, many people on their deathbed. The enemy wants to harden your heart so that you will not turn to God in the end. I'm telling you. When you are that hard, you will refuse up until the moment you take that last breath. That's why these people that say, oh, I can get saved right at the point of death, really? Let your heart get so hard that when you die, you're actually bitter at God. I'm telling you, that's what the enemy does. Because love is your greatest weapon. Love is your greatest weapon. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And God wants us to flourish in the fruits. He wants us to bear fruit for him. Offense is a fruit of the devil. And let me tell you, when offense comes, it's like an arrow flying at your heart. When you see it coming, you make a choice in your heart. I'm either going to accept that offense and let it bury my heart, or I'm going to forgive. That's why the Bible says be quick to forgive. So let's say the offense comes, somebody hurts you real bad. You look at it and you decide real quick, do I forgive or do I let it in? If you let it in, it builds a root of bitterness, and then all these other little demons have access once you open up that door. Because what the enemy does is he wants to open your heart to expose it to the enemy. He wants your heart above all things. And let me tell you something. You will see a change in a person when bitterness comes in, if the look comes on their face, versus when they're in love. When they're in love, their face is glowing. Isn't it, Glory Bell?
It is. It is. It is funny because people don't see it, but you really can see it. I mean, it's kind of funny. One day, Pastor said, "I want you to look in the mirror when you got or when you're angry." And I said, "Oh my goodness, I think I made it only once because I said, you know what, this is never gonna happen again. I'm not gonna look in the mirror when I am angry because it shows in my face, and it's terrible." Yeah. And if you do it once, you will realize from then and on, and you know what, every time that you're about to get angry or you get into that red point, you know what, you turn around and you call upon the name of God. We cannot just afford to keep it because, like you said, it does go down and it makes a root of bitterness. It's a seed of discord that gets planted in there and then start making roots right away if we don't cut it up.
Yes.
And, you know, at the enemy came. That's exactly what the enemy came to. John 10:10 says that the enemy came to rob, kill, and destroy. When he comes in and he plants that seed, when we allow that seed to be planted in our heart, that discord, that anger, that hurt that somebody did to us, it comes in and gets planted, and it's water every day by the time. Whenever we talk about it, it gets water. Whenever we share with somebody, it gets water, and it starts growing, and it starts getting a bitterness on us. And the problem is that if we don't cut it off, whoever we share it with, if I share that somebody did something to me, when next time that you see that person, you're going to see the sin, whatever that person did to me. So it's going to be sharing that sin with you. And if we don't cut it off, forget it. A bitterness goes in, grows in us, and the problem is that we already share it with somebody. It's like sharing the apple in the Garden of Eden. Eve ate the apple, and she immediately shared it. And so it broke
the
covenant.
Wow, I never thought about that, Glory Bell.
I never thought
about it.
It's real.
It just putrefies.
It just damages, rottens whatever comes in because you share it already. So
I've done that before.
It is God, my friend.
Wow.
It is God. I've been studying a book, the book Lies That Women Believe and the Truth That Set Them Free.
Yes, I love that book, Lies That Women Believe.
And you know what? That's a class that I'm teaching on Wednesdays and on Sundays, and it is powerful. And it doesn't matter how many times I read it. Every time I read it, there's something great in there that the Lord shows me. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. We share it with others, and not only our heart gets damaged, but others. So it's really quick how the sin moves in. So we just have to nip it at the root right away and continue to live for God because, again, we're humans. It's easy. That is very easy to climb or creep up in our lives, and we cannot allow that to happen. It kind of prunes, like a prune, it constricts us from the inside out.
Wow.
Have you seen some people that you see their faces are not wrinkle of age, but wrinkle of hurt, and there's something from the inside. That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Sometimes the sins that they have inside are not allowing them to see the beautiful sunshine out there because they are consumed.
Right.
The sin consumed their life from the inside out, and whatever is inside is coming out. You cannot give sunshine if what's inside it's putrefied. I mean, think about it.
Wow, that is profound.
an orange tree will not give you apples. It will not. It will not. So that's why it's so important that we immediately, when we get up, when the Lord, in that glimpse that the Lord opens our eyes, say, wait a minute, this is not right. Immediately, we cannot wait until Sunday to go to church. Oh, no. We need to nip it in the bud right in there and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, for I have greatly sinned. But you know what? If our sin is great, God's love, mercy, and compassion is greater. Hallelujah. His love is greater. His love and mercy is greater. So he will right away, like a mama with a child, Mom, forgive me. And
well,
the mom comes in and loves on the child. Because that's
that
how God is, our Heavenly Father. His love for us is greater.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that opportunity.
What do you think that is, Gloria Bell? Why would we want to share offense? Why would we want to share an offense?
You know, sometimes the same the root of bitterness that it had created, that offense had created in us, allow us to share with others. See, Eve didn't thought too much that the apple, the consequences of the of sharing that, of eating it and sharing it. So she ate it, and guess what? Sins for a minute kind of taste good, kind of smell good. But if you think about it, that is just a sense that is just a cup of had come up on us for a second for us to just fall it. It was a bait. So we bite on it, and once we bite, forget it. Instead of smell, you can immediately sense the stenchiness. What happened? We have seen many times in the Bible written and in stories outside in the real life that people go in, the man goes in, rape the woman, and immediately after the rape happens, come and pushes her away like a trash bag, because it just fulfilled that desire for the second, and then it's no more. It's no more. What happened when you want to buy a 50-inch TV? You've been craving for it forever, and then the day that you have the money, you go purchase that 50-inch TV, and not a little bit at a time, a 75-inch TV comes in, and you're just slobbering after, you know, you're slobbering and desiring coveting because that 50-inch is good, but that 75 is better.
Right,
and that's just perspective that the enemy put in you for you to be unsatisfied. But for you to create for more, that is just the enemy's plan, my friend. The enemy's plan. Right. That is all the enemy rob, kill, and destroy. But once we get what we want at the moment, something else is going to come up. Unless we satisfy our hunger for God. With God, nothing else will satisfy. Everything else will be momentarily. But God is eternal.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is eternal.
Yes,
so that's
he is eternal. All right, well, Bride, we're going to go ahead and pray and close this out this morning. Thank you so much, Miss Gloria Bell, for being on the line with us. God bless you, sister.
God bless you. Thank you for including me this morning. I pray the Lord bless you all in prosperity in him for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, now listen, Gloria Bell, tomorrow we pray for the USA and the International. Listen, Bride, tomorrow, instead of splitting it up into 2 days, we're doing it in 1 day. We are going to end the 50 days tomorrow praying for the United States and other countries. If you send in your prayer request to director@watbradio.com, we will pray over your nation, whatever it is that you're battling. Okay, well, let's pray. Lord, we just seal these prayers that were prayed today over the state of Wyoming. Lord, we thank you that you have called her for a purpose. And we call that in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor, Lord, for all the people there that are working in the kingdom, Lord, that are giving up their life for the cause of the gospel, Lord. We just pray strength in their bodies, Lord. Grant unto them everything they're asking for, Lord. Give them intercessors that a partner beside them will help pray for the kingdom to be advanced. Lord, we pray for the media mountain. We pray, Lord, that the truth will reign in the state of Wyoming, that Christian ministers that are rising up wanting to do media, that you bless them with technology, bless them with the equipment, Lord, give them favor with the FCC, favor with the government, Lord, giving them the licensing and the rights so that truth will be made known, Lord. There is a great harvest coming, Lord. Position the church right now, Lord, to be able to be there when the angel swings the sickle, Lord, that we can be in the position in the army of the living God. So we thank you and give you praise for the state of Wyoming. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, sister, you have a blessed day. God bless you.
I bless you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.